Bermuda feels Fiona's force. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The nearly Category 4 hurricane moving west of the Bermuda Islands this morning, bringing heavy rains and tropical storm force winds, even though it's 200 miles offshore. Storm churning toward eastern Canada.
Over the next 24 to 36 hours, we're also expecting hurricane conditions for now some of the Atlantic Canadian provinces of Nova Scotia and Newfoundland, where there's a hurricane warning in effect right now for Friday night into Saturday.
That's Philippe Papin at the National Hurricane Center. President Biden has issued a disaster declaration for Puerto Rico, racked by the storm last weekend. Convicted triple murderer Alan Miller narrowly avoided execution overnight. His would-be executioners had trouble accessing his veins, according to Alabama's corrections commissioner. So with just 30 minutes remaining on his death warrant, they called off his lethal injection. Miller is back on death row this morning. Ironically, he had said he wanted to die by the untested method of nitrogen hypoxia because of his fear of needles. 6.5 weeks out from the midterm elections, GOP lawmakers begin a road trip today to promote what they're calling their commitment to America.
The agenda includes dozens of policy recommendations that fall under four categories: an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable. Here's GOP Congressman Steve Scalise.
I think you're going to see a lot of enthusiasm, not just by Republicans, by our candidates, but by independents and even some Democrats who are just fed up with the direction of the far left moving towards socialism.
And when it comes to specific topics like the border, Republicans plan to end catch and release, reinstate the remain in Mexico policy, and finish the border wall.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. New York Democrat Congressman Hakeem Jeffries predicting Americans will see through the plan. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
At that time's contentious Senate banking hearing yesterday, the CEOs of some of the country's biggest banks defending their business practices and lending policies. Michigan Democrat Congressman Rashida Tlaib asking J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon,
does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products?
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Representative Tlaib in response suggesting people who received student loan relief should withdraw their money from J.P. Morgan Chase banks. A pipeline company has agreed to pay millions of dollars for spilling oil into the ocean off the coast of California.
A judge has approved a $230 million settlement of a class action suit against All American Pipeline and Plains Pipeline for a spill in 2015. About 142,000 gallons of oil believed to have fouled miles of California beaches, killed hundreds of seabirds, and damaged the local fishing industry. The law firms that filed the suit blame poor maintenance for that spill. The companies agreed to the settlement but aren't admitting guilt. People who believe they may be entitled to some of that money have until the end of October to file a claim. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A sign of the times, some school administrators publishing a guide on handling school shootings.
School is in session almost everywhere by now, and there are more concerns that school staff could deal with a campus shooting. A group of principals who have already dealt with such things now have a guidebook.
They know that it's written by people that have walked the walk.
Elizabeth Brown took over Forest High in Ocala, Florida, 45 days after a shooting. She's since helped coordinate the Principal Recovery Network to help school administrators do their jobs in the worst of cases.
Former principal of Columbine High School. We have the former principal of Marjorie Stoneman. We have the new principal of Sandy Hook.
The guidebook is online in Miami. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.